On my recent holiday, I finally overcame my fear of heights sufficiently to go on a cable car trip up a quite high mountain, I should add. So better 42 years late than never at all, I guess. But it was quite a substantial climb, much higher than our own cableway. And I sort of came down from that thinking, well, I survived it and I actually didn't mind it too much. Maybe I must give it a try back at home. And I know I'll go and take the free ride that's offered during your birthday month, which happens to be July for me. Bad timing on my part, it would appear, because the annual maintenance is putting paid to that idea, at least for now. The cableway actually closed yesterday for its annual scheduled maintenance period, and it's going to remain closed to the public until the 18th of August. Just to have a chat about what the impact is for the visitor experience and what work is being done, I'm delighted to welcome on the line the managing director of the Table Mountain Cableway, Wahida Parker. Wahida, lovely to have you with us. Welcome to the show this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Pippa, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
I know this happens every year. Is this the standard six-week maintenance shutdown, or is there anything particularly special about what's being done this time around?
So the standard is 2 weeks. That's normally the time we close for annual maintenance. But this is a very special shutdown. We're actually changing both the heel and the haul ropes. Those are those ropes on which the car, the hanger is suspended that the cable car is attached to. And that's quite a intricate and involved procedure. So, yes, we're going to be closed for 6 weeks.
Okay, quite a lot else being done. I know servicing of the brakes and the hydraulics, etc. But obviously that issue of making sure the cables on which the whole thing hangs, hugely important. Wahida, this is actually set down as part of a sort of an international best practice maintenance schedule in terms of the Swiss authorities and what they recommend, not so?
Absolutely correct. And remember that over the last couple of years, the cable car has, in fact, become more and more of an attraction, attracting more visitors, and even our locals are taking advantage, as you are going to be, Pippa, of the free birthday ride. So the wear and tear, obviously, is tested periodically. We get Anglo to come and do the rope test, and the moment we see that a replacement is required, we're onto it, and we are making sure that we abide by those very high safety standards.
Am I right in thinking, Wahida, that in fact you've got several equipment experts coming over from Switzerland to assist in this maintenance period this year?
There are four of them here to assist with this particular maintenance. We're very proud to say that in the past we used to get them over more frequently, but because we've taken on the approach of upskilling our own staff, the need for them to come around has diminished significantly. And also, it's only on a big job like this that we're actually getting them out.
Okay, so very important work that's being done. So we understand it needs to be closed to the public for the duration. What about those like me, Wahida, who were hoping to take advantage of the free birthday trip during this period and fell on the wrong side of the maintenance planning? Is there an opportunity once the cableway reopens?
Absolutely, Pippa. We would never, ever deprive you of your free ride up the cable car, and we would welcome you to come up. As soon as we reopen on the 19th, possibly a week earlier, we can't say, but we're hoping, you're free to come up with your ID and show us that your birthday was between the period of 7th of July and of course, the 18th of August. And you'll be entitled to your free ticket and you can come up. And I'm so proud of you overcoming that fear of heights.
Well, I'll try and do this.
Realizing just how safe we are.
I'll try and do it without swearing on the way up this time, Wahida. A question on the SMS line from Simone, wondering whether the three-for-one kids special is going to continue after the maintenance is complete.
Yes, indeed it will. That's we want Cape Townians and especially locals to come up and to bring the children along with them so that they can enjoy this wonderful, wonderful mountain of ours.
Wahida Parker, thank you so much for the update, and I'll see you after the 19th of August, and I'll try very hard to behave myself on the trip up. Wahida is the Managing Director of the Table Mountain Cableway, so just a reminder on those dates again, it is already closed as of yesterday, and the shutdown will continue until at the latest Sunday, the 18th of August.